Do you think the First Lady should draw a salary just like the President?
I'm thinking of Bess Truman and Mamie Eisenhower rolling over in their grave even entertaining the question.
No, Garth, I don't think they should receive any compensation. They're well aware of that fact before they even run for office. If they're not willing to give up their lucrative career, then their husband shouldn't run for the political office.
I can't tell you how much I want to say no on this. No First Lady has drawn a salary before. There's no reason why the next one should. And if their president, if their husband becomes president, then there's no reason why she should draw one. And that's just the way the mop flopped. And that's my toned down opinion.
I don't think they should get paid. And they quit doing all that partying, we might have a little bit of money left over to do some things in this country.
I think she ought to be a stay-at-home mom, take care of her two kids like the president's wife should do, and stay out of the way and let people do what they need to do.
Makes you wonder who CNN is doing the bidding for. This issue of the First Lady being paid's never come up before, to my knowledge.
She's a figurehead. They know that when they get into it. And whose paycheck is it going to come out of? My paycheck gets squeezed anymore. I ain't going to have paycheck to live on.
I would have no problem with the First Lady getting a salary, but I think the only prerequisite we should have is that it should be a lady who's always been proud of her country rather than just some Johnny-come-lately who's only been proud of it for about a year.
To use a popular expression, I think Hillary Clinton got pretty fat without a salary.
No, guys, they shouldn't get paid. There's going to be plenty of other opportunities for them to make money, and they don't really need a salary.
I don't think she should get paid. That's a lot of work, and that woman should get paid for that. Being our First Lady of the United States, I think that's a good idea. Pay her, too.
What are we going to do next? Pay the kids, too? Why don't we just throw the doors of the Treasury open and let everybody come in and get what they want?
Yeah, I feel like that they've had more than 2 years to figure out that there was going to be a pay cut, and they probably had time to save for that. The other thing is, if the First Lady is going to get paid, it should happen in the next presidential term and not this one.
As far as I can tell, Hillary is the only one so far who has had a set lucrative career she's given up, and her career has not exactly languished since she was First Lady. She's about to be Secretary of State, and she's been Senator, and she's made millions on other book projects.
I agree with the First Lady that it should not be a paid position. It's a great pulpit and platform to use to advance your causes, and I think for that period of time, you're a public servant. So in serving and being unelected, it's a great chance to concentrate on that and not be paid for it.
No, although domestic engineers, that is to say homemakers, are very deserving, I really think it would be fine for them not to be paid, but to be rewarded in all the wonderful ways that they reward us.
Well, there are enormous perks as First Lady in the White House, jets worldwide, all expense paid. Then when she leaves, she'll be on corporate boards, consulting, memoirs. So there's really not a financial need overall.
Yes, Obama is such a big advocate of community service, and, draw your own conclusion.
Yes, I think every housewife ought to be paid something. They get their husband's salary if they really don't have an outside job, and of course, they get the benefit of being able to throw their shoes at their husband when they want to and not get in trouble.
You know, I wouldn't have a problem with the First Lady being paid, because since Eleanor Roosevelt, the role of the First Lady has almost become that of a sort of a diplomatic position.
Why would you want to pay someone who on TV said that this country was mean and they've never been proud of it? I just can't see paying them for that kind of a role.
If Michelle Obama doesn't want to give up her career, she ought to stay in Chicago and work. Why, it'd be doing the country a great favor.
The president is the only elected position. Therefore, the First Lady, if she chooses, can accompany him to the White House. Otherwise, if she chooses not to live the life as the First Lady, she needs to just stay home, go someplace else, and stay away from the White House.
Anybody that can spend $600 million for a $400,000 a year job, finances shouldn't be a problem. Number two, there are men and women in our military who make greater sacrifices knowing the economic strains and the financial strains it causes than it is for the first lady to say, I'll give up my job for 4 years.
Why should a wife draw a salary because the husband is working? Does your wife get a salary because you get one?
It's What's in the News and What's on Your Mind. I'm Garth Mayer. Join me for Talk Back on the KTBB Wednesday Morning News. First thing tomorrow, 5 to 8 on News Talk 600 KTBB.